Sagt die Mishnah weiter, Masechtas Yuma, Perik Dalid, Mishnah Aleph. Now the Kohen Gadol has to do the Gairl. The Gairl is going to determine which one of the Seirim goes Lashem, which is going to be the Karban, and which goes La'azaza. If the Kohen would pull out with his right hand the one that said Lashem, that was a Siman Tov. If the Lashem came out with his left hand, that wasn't so Lishmak. But we wanted to be honest. We didn't want the Kohen Gadol to put his hand into the box and feel around a little bit, and he'll feel, oh, this is the one that's Lashem, and then pull it out with his right hand. So therefore, he did it very fast, as the Mishnah explains. Toraf the Kalpi. He grabbed the Gairel, grabbed the Gadolus that was in the box. In another pshat, the Tiferes Yisrael says Toraf the Kalpi means he would shake the box, like Bayim Trufis. In any event, Vehela Shnei Gadolus. He would bring up two Gadolus with his two hands. Echot Kasev Alav Lashem, on one was written Lashem. Vehechot Kasev Alav La'azazel, on one was written the word La'azazel. So he picks up the two Gadolus, which were made out of wood, eventually made out of gold, one with his right hand, one with his left hand. And the Seirim are standing over there, one to his right, one to his left. He puts the Gairel that came up in his right hand on the sori on his right side, and the gairel, which came up on his left hand, he puts on the sori, which is on his left side. What does the word La'azazel mean? It means a sharp mountain. It's headed for a sharp mountain of tough rocks. As explained earlier, Hasagan miyamino, the Sagan is on his right side, the Rosh Beisav, and the head of the Beisav, Mismali, was on his left side. Im shel shem ola biyaminai, if the gairel that said Lashem came up on his right, Hasagan Oimelai, the Sagan says to the Kayin, Ishi, that as explained earlier was a Lashon of Kavod, like, sir, my master, Ishi Kayin Gadol. Hagda Yemencha, lift your right hand, the Im Shal Shem, Ola B'Smolai. If the girl that said Lashem came up in his left hand, then Rosh Beisav Oimelai, the Rosh Beisav who's standing on the other side, says to the Kayin, as the Mishnah continues, Oimelai, he says to him, Ishi Kayin Gadol, my master the Kayin Gadol, Hagbe Smalcha, lift your left hand. So now the Kohen Gadol is holding two gerolis, Nisone al Shnei Asirim. He places them on the two goats. The one that came up in his right hand, he places on the goat to his right. The one that came up on the left side, he places on the goat that's to the left. The Omer, and he says, Lashem Chatas. Now here too, he says the whole Shema Mefurash. He says Yud Kevavke, as it is written. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, lo yitzarch Lomer Chatas. He didn't have to say the word Chatas. El Lashem. And the people standing around, they would hear Hashem's name, they would answer after him, Baruch, Shem, Kavod, Malchus, Ayli, Aylam, Vayet. And again they said this, bowing down, kneeling down. So once again, what did we learn in our Mishnah? We learned that he quickly grabbed out the Gerolas, took them out with his two hands, and one was written, Lashem, on the other, Lazazel. The Skan was to his right, the Rosh Beisav to his left. If the one that says Lashem came up on his right side, the Skan Kohen Gadol said, my master, the Kohen Gadol, lift your right hand. If the one that said, Lashem came up on the left side, the Rosh Beisav would say, lift your left hand. And he would put the gerolas on the two goats, the right one on the right goat, the one that came up in his left hand, the left goat, and he would say, Lashem Chatas. Lashem means saying out the Shem Avaya. Rabbi Shmuel says, he didn't have to say the word Chatas. All he said was, Lashem. The Kehanim, they would hear Hashem's name, they would bow down, and they would answer, Parach Shem Kavod Malchusai, Li Olam Vayed.